So, because last night and this morning, quite serious, right? Last night, very serious warning. This morning, also, the imprisonment, the dungeon. And we had some very good warnings and also an excellent, opening up of what the Lord Jesus did for us when he died for us, right? Okay. And there is this aspect in our Christian life that is of serious things, warnings, difficult times, maybe failures, sins. And we want to let you know that we realize that many of you are going through very difficult things. We realize that. We sympathize with you. And we are happy if you ever would like to talk to us brothers about anything, any topic. No problem. We are happy. We are happy to fellowship with you, especially one-to-one or just a small group. So you can take that and put it in your back pocket. And now we're going to set that all aside and we're going to talk about something very positive. Okay? Are you okay if we're positive tonight? Yeah. Amen? Okay. Because tonight we're going to talk about the dream. We're going to talk about a dream. You know, if you have a few people running a race, okay, I need Raymond and Rafe to come up here. Raymond and Rafe, come on up here. Let's just say that we're all running a race, right? And I want you to pretend like you have no idea why you're running this race. You're just running, okay? You're just running. Yeah, you actually don't know, right? So, I mean, I didn't tell you. Okay, so we're running, right? Okay, we're all three running a race. Okay, we start off. Feels pretty good. We're running. Yeah? Hey, Raymond. Why are we running?
I don't know.
Hey, Rafe. Why are we running? Do you know where we're going?
Nope.
I better go find some other people to run with. Okay, thank you. That was good. How many of you ever feel like that? You ever feel like that? I don't know where I'm going. I don't know why I'm running. And the Bible says to run a race, but I don't know where. I don't know where. What's the destination? Yeah? Oh, tonight we're going to talk about where we're running and how to get there. Do you want to know? What's your name, brother?
Daniel.
Your dad is Jason, yeah?
Yes.
So, praise the Lord, brother. It's good to see you. Say hi to your dad for me. Oh, hi, Jason. You're here. I didn't recognize you. Sorry. Good to see you. Praise the Lord. That was easy. We need to know where we're going. Okay, so I'm going to draw a little timeline. Oh, you got all your words? Okay. Da? Okay, that's good. So we have eternity past. Eternity past. That's what that means is before time. Before time. Before time. Before there was days, before there was nights, before there was anything like that. Eternity past. And then over here, we have eternity future. Okay, and this is the bridge of time. Eternity future is way over here. And we're running a race, and we got to get way over there. Okay, why do we need to get over there? Because our final destination, the Bible tells us, is something new. It's new. It's a new city. Yeah, it's a new city. We're running to a city. You never heard that? We're not going to heaven. We're running to a city. And it's called the New Jerusalem. That is the goal. That's the destination where we're running. Okay? It's okay. All right. So I'm just going to say at around 4000 BC, you have who? You have Adam, right? Then at around 2000 BC, you have who?
Abraham.
And then at around zero, who do you have? Who do you have? Who do you have? Jesus! Amen. That's right. Around zero, you have Jesus! Okay? And then, at around, well, see, I don't know the actual time. So, right now, I'll just put, we're in the, around the year 2000, right? We're around the year, I can put 2022. But after this, after 2022, at some point, there's going to be another period of time called the, what? Millennial Kingdom. And that is 1,000 years. Yeah, and then that's it. Then you're at the New Jerusalem. You arrived. Yeah. You have arrived at your destination. So, are we back here?
No.
Are we here? No. So that's around when Joseph was, a little bit after, but around that time. Are we here when Jesus was walking around on the earth?
No.
Are we in the millennial kingdom?
Not yet.
No, not yet. But what's cool about the millennial kingdom is we know it's 1,000 years. So once that starts, you know it's just 1,000 years. And then New Jerusalem for eternity. So we're right here. Wow, we look pretty close. Okay. So, in Romans 5:17, it says, much more, those who receive the gift of righteousness, those who receive the abundance of the gift of righteousness and the abundance of grace will, it's like a theme. Is it on the back of our shirts? Can you just stand up? Oh, good. It's on the shirt. 5:17, that's like a theme. Okay. Romans 5:17. Much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life. Will reign in life. Okay, so will. That's like right now. Will reign in life. So here we are right now. Right now, you can reign in life. Right now. Yeah, okay. And then we go on to the next verse, which is Revelation 20, verse 6. Okay, John, come on up here. John, come on up here. John Pittas. Wow, praise the Lord. Like father, like son. Okay, so Revelation 20, verse 6. So I want you to see, but they will, and then read the rest.
Okay, what does that say?
Yeah, but they.
But they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
Read it again.
But they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so if it's 1,000 years, where do you think that's on the timeline?
In the millennium.
Okay, point to it. Oh! Amen. Okay, so what are we going to do during that time?
We're going to be in training the Lord.
Yeah, but what does the verse say? They will what?
We will reign with
God. During the millennial, we get to reign. Oh, I notice a pattern. Okay, thank you. And then finally, Revelation 22:5. Revelation 22:5. And night will be no more. No more, because it's eternity. Night will be no more, and they have no need of the light of a lamp and of the light of the sun. For the Lord God will shine upon them, and they will reign forever and ever. They will reign forever and ever. Oh, so that's it. Hallelujah! So, wow, are you starting to see your destiny? What's your destiny?
To reign!
To reign! What's your destiny? To reign! That's right. Wow. Hallelujah. So, you know, right now we can reign. In the thousand-year millennium, we want to
reign.
In the New Jerusalem, we will
reign.
Okay. Well, some might say, and we won't talk about this too much, but some might miss the millennium because they weren't ready. They didn't grow up. They just weren't ready. But God had a way during that 1,000 years, and after that, they reigned. So your destiny is to reign. Okay, I need Brother Kwame and you, that whole line of brothers, to come on up here. All you brothers, Stephen, all you brothers, come on, quick, 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 hurry. Come on up, kings. Come on up. King Kwame, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Oh, amen, good. Okay, line up. All right. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, we better get a 12th. How about Bradley? There we go. Our 12 kings. Okay. Okay. Brothers. When you see these brothers, I don't know what you see. I mean, maybe you see really good students. Maybe you see some troublemakers. Maybe you see, you know, I've known this guy, Emmanuel, since he was, right? Well, pretty low. And now he's, maybe, so for me, I saw him as a little child. Now I see him older. Oh, but do you know what God sees?
Yes.
Can you see it? Just look at these brothers. Oh, come on, smile a little bit, you know, smile a little bit. All right, just look at them. They're little baby kings. Wait, okay, I better check. And this is a serious moment. Have all of you received Christ the King into your heart?
Amen.
Is there anyone here who hasn't? Because if you haven't, it's time to pray. Is there anyone who hasn't? Okay, everyone, you've all received the Lord Jesus?
Amen.
King Jesus? You know he's a king, right? King Jesus, yeah? Is he in you? Yeah? Are you sure? You sure? Okay, how about for right now, we'll just say, whoever's not sure, Lord, oh, King Jesus, come into me and fill me up right now. How about we all say that? Oh, King Jesus, come into me and fill me up right now. Okay. So we've got 12 little baby kings. Oh, and one day, whether it's in now, the millennium, or the New Jerusalem, you will reign with Christ forever and ever and ever. You, yeah, you, come here. This brother, he's gonna reign. He's gonna reign. I mean, forget about. No offense to Queen Elizabeth. I respect her. But God's kingdom, he's going to reign.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
God is serious.
It's the Bible. It says they will reign forever and ever. Okay, brothers, you got it. Okay. All right, okay. Stephen, are you happy about that? Yeah, what are you going to do forever and ever? Amen! Praise the Lord. Okay. Should we let them go? No. Okay, stay there. Yeah, just stay there. Okay. Wow. Our destiny is to be kings.
Praise the Lord.
The king lives in you, and he's growing in you. Amen. You know, God, he doesn't elect kings. He regenerates kings. He reproduces himself.
Amen.
King Jesus gets into people,
Amen.
And then he grows up in them,
Amen.
So that they will reign with him.
Amen.
That's the way he's producing kings.
Amen.
When you're at school, you're not a normal kid. You're a king.
Amen.
You walk on there. I'm a king.
Amen.
Not a king to reign over you. No, but I'm a king.
Amen.
And I belong to King Jesus.
Amen.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me to go there. Don't tell me to do that. I don't got time for that. I'm a king.
Yes.
Can you tell that to one of your friends?
Yes.
I found out in the polling conference that what?
A king.
Well, you better say that louder.
I'm a king.
He's a king. All right. Very good. Okay, you can sit down.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So let's...
Inevitable.
Amen. It's happening. I saw it happen a little bit more just now. The secret of Joseph's release and exaltation is that he spoke. And our brother, who was that brother that just said, I'm a king? What's your name? Huh? Louder.
Sam.
Sam exercised the secret. He spoke. He said, I'm a king. I'm a king. Say it again, Sam.
I'm a king.
Yeah. Say, King Jesus lives in me. That's right. That's the secret. You've got to speak. Turn and speak. Yeah. Roman number one, Joseph was released from prison through his speaking by faith. Even though his dreams had not yet been fulfilled, Joseph spoke boldly by faith. I love it. Sam, you know, your dream hasn't been fulfilled. He's not fully grown as a king, but he's speaking it. Does anyone else want to speak tonight by faith? I want to speak by faith. I'm a king. I have the king's life in me.
Amen.
Amen. So, A says we all need to speak the dream.
Amen.
We should not wait until we have the experience before we speak. We should speak immediately after we have seen the vision. Okay, sorry, I got to turn on my clock here. Are you starting to see a vision? Are you starting to see a vision? What was the vision that Joseph saw? He saw a vision of sheaves of life, stars. He saw a vision that he was to be a king. Yeah. You need to see a vision. Don't just be running like this. You're going to get tired. You're not going to go very far. In fact, a lot of dear believers, ones that I know, they got tired. Just, what am I doing? I don't know. You got to see your destiny. You got to see the goal. The goal is the New Jerusalem, and that is that you're going to be kings reigning forever and ever. So you've got to run on the race to get there. Lord Jesus, show us this vision tonight, Lord. By the way, we're going to leave a lot of time for you to speak afterwards. So if there's anything that touches you, you circle it or star it. Whether or not the vision works depends on our speaking regarding the vision. Amen. Roman numeral 2, Joseph's speaking not only released him from prison, but also ushered him to the throne. Joseph spoke himself to the throne. Let's read that together. Joseph spoke himself to the throne. Again, Joseph spoke himself to the throne. In order to be released. Oh, do you want to be released?
Yes.
You want to be released?
Yes.
The Lord has given freedom. You want to be released? Okay. And to receive authority, you need to be really quiet. You need to think about all your problems. You need to get on your mobile phone. You need to eat crisps, potato chips. That'll make me feel better. No. No. To be released, you need to speak. You got to speak. You got to say, Lord, unbind my mouth. Unbind it. I want to speak. Unbind my mouth. How about we all say that? Lord, unbind my mouth. Lord, unbind my mouth. Yeah, you got to speak. Amen. The more we speak, the more we'll be released. Release comes through our speaking. Both release and authority come through speaking. Whether we are at home, whether we're at school, or whether we're at work, we need to
speak.
What about in the meeting? Do you need to
speak?
When you're in your group time, you need to
speak.
When you're at breakfast, you need to
speak.
Yeah, yeah. When during the hike, you need to
speak.
Yeah, speak the dream. Speak what you've seen. Have you seen anything in the last 2 days? Speak it. Have you seen anything last night? Speak it. Have you seen anything this morning? Speak it. Speak it. Speak what you've seen. Okay. So, amen. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to look at 1 Peter 4:4. 1 Peter 4:4. Ooh, this is a touching verse. I think many of us are going to be convicted by this, if I can find it. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 4. Write down this reference, 4, verse 4. In this, they think it's strange that you are not running together with them into the same flood of dissoluteness, slandering you. They think it's strange. Who's they? That's the people in the world, the unbelievers. Yeah, people at your school, people at your work. They think it's really strange that you came to Poland to learn about God. Why? They think it's strange that you're not running with them. So me and Rafe and Raymond, we were running. But they're also running. Did you know in this universe there's two races? Did you know that? There's one race and it's going to here. To the New Jerusalem. There's another race and it's going out there. And you don't want to be in that race. And they're in that race. They go off the cliff, and they think it's strange. Why aren't you running with us off the cliff? Flood of dissoluteness. Dissoluteness is just unrestricted. Do whatever I want to do. Just going to do whatever I want to do. They think it's strange that you don't want to be like that. But the race that we're enjoying, Hebrews chapter 12. Hallelujah. Let us also, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, put away every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and run with endurance the race which is set before us. So, Adam ran the race. Abraham ran the race. Joseph ran the race. A lot of people came before us running the race. We've been now invited to run the race. We're running. We're running. We're here, and we're almost there. But let's keep running together. Amen. You want to run together? I won't give up. I will keep running. Amen. Amen. So, amen. So I'm going to give you now I'm going to read the Roman numeral here. Okay. Ooh. Through his speaking, Joseph also became a supplier of food. Wow. He ministered food to others through his interpretation of dreams. In his first dream, what did he dream of? What was in his dream? Sheaves. What's that? That's food. Joseph dreamed of food. Joseph was going to become a supply of food. Praise the Lord. God needs some who will dream of becoming food. Yeah. Oh, that's how he reigns, by becoming food. The Lord Jesus reigns by becoming man's supply. And he also dreamed of stars. Ah, we reign by shining. You reign in your school by shining. You reign in your home by shining. It's not raining like, okay, Mom. All right, Daisy, can you come here? You know, Daisy's in this conference. I've also, sorry, known Daisy since she was. And now she's. And so, you know, please don't go home and tell your dad, Dad, I learned that I'm going to rain. So, Dad, you need to do this and that and this and that. Please don't do that. No. But you can reign in your home by shining Christ and by feeding your family with Christ. That's the reigning we're talking about. You just give them food. Dad, let me share a verse with you. That's to reign. Dad, I just enjoy this. There's so much light in this verse. That's reigning. Thanks, Daisy. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Roman numeral 4. Joseph was truly a dreamer, and his life was a life of dreams. A victorious and overcoming Christian will always be a dreamer. Amen. Brother Daniel, are you a dreamer? Raise your hand if you're starting to see a dream. Are you starting to see a dream? I'm starting to see a dream. Oh, I look out here. Oh, you've got, come with me. Come. Just enjoy this with me. Look, just look at all the sheaves.
Oh, sheaves. Wow.
Look at all the sheaves of life.
Wow.
Look at all the stars.
Wow, this is beautiful.
Wow. Amen. To light up Europe. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Wow, I'm starting to see the dream. Okay, brother, come here. Yeah, you. Okay, just come here. Yeah, yeah, dream with me, yeah? What's your name?
TJ.
TJ, nice. Okay. TJ, I want you to, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ, King Jesus, into your spirit? Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, all these ones have too. Yeah. So Jesus Christ is in them. So can you see Christ?
Yes.
You see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a field of Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see it?
Yes.
Yeah, you see this. Look at their eyes, the shining stars. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the, you're seeing the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Christ reproduced in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're reigning with you. And you know what? Me and you, all these saints, we're going to reign together.
Yeah.
Forever and ever.
To infinity.
To infinity. And I look forward to being there with you, brother. Praise the Lord. Amen. Wow. The dream. May we all be dreamers. Oh, Lord. So dreams require interpretation, and interpretation is a matter of speaking. Therefore, Joseph was constantly speaking. And through his speaking, all the dreams were fulfilled. Firstly, Joseph spoke himself, into trouble. Yeah, that's true. Sometimes when we speak, we cause trouble. He didn't mean to cause trouble. Actually, he complimented his brothers. If I was talking to my brothers, I'd be like, I had a dream, and I saw a bunch of murderers coming after me. Right? I mean, that would be like really honest. But he saw sheaves of life and stars because he had God's dream for the saints. When you look at the brothers, Bradley, do you see a bunch of angry people coming after you, or do you see sheaves of life? Oh, okay. He spoke himself into trouble. If he had not spoken about his dream, he would not have gotten into trouble. His sufferings came from his speaking. But later, Joseph spoke himself out of trouble. Hallelujah. And into the fulfillment of the dreams. Both the trouble and the fulfillment came by speaking. Came by speaking. Because of the vision, we cannot remain silent. When we speak, oh, we're restful. Yeah. Joyful. Happy. Amen. Right, Billy? Yeah. Oh, isn't it so good? Billy, stand up, please. I've known Billy since... No, I'm just kidding. But I have known Billy since what? We were about 16? 7?
10th grade.
10th grade, yeah. So we were both... Both of us. And I kind of went whoop, and he went just a little bit. Billy, have you ever been in a church meeting and you're just weighed down with something and then you speak and you're just released?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, it happens. How many of you, thanks, Billy, raise your hand if you've had that experience where, yeah, you were weighed down, but you spoke and then you're, oh, yeah, raise your hand. Okay, good. So you know what I see a lot of serving ones. And a few young people. That's what we're talking about. Speaking releases you. Yeah. So you need to speak. After this message, you need to?
Speak.
Yeah. At breakfast, you need to?
Speak.
Speak the dream.
Amen.
Speak what you've seen.
Amen.
Well, you say, Brother Paul, I've only seen a little bit. Well, speak just a little bit. That's why we say speak 3 sentences. Yeah. Just speak what you've seen. Don't try to impress people. Well, I would like to tell you the deep things that I... Forget about that. No, we're not here to impress. We're here to speak the dream, to speak what we've seen with our inner eyes. Okay. So, joyful and happy, and the more we speak, the more we released we are. Woo! That is so true. My alarm clock closed here. Yeah, good. We're good on time. So, I want to give you three verses that you can start to practice speaking. Okay, 3 sets of verses. The first set of verses is John 1:1 and John 14. Write that down. John 1:1 and John 14. This verse says that In the beginning, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then it says in 14, and the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. That's Jesus. Okay? This verses together shows us God became a man. God became man. So you say, your friends, who's Jesus? Well, Jesus is God becoming. Yeah. Those verses, you write them down. Those, you could speak those verses. God became a. Yeah. And then Ephesians 1:17. Ooh, this is a good verse. Really one of my favorite. And I would love to just speak all about this verse for a while, but we don't have time. 1:7. Ephesians 1:7 says,
yeah, it's fine.
Hallelujah. In whom we have redemption through his blood, this is the Lord Jesus, the forgiveness of offenses according to the riches of his grace. In whom, that's in Christ, we have redemption. Oh, what's redemption? Redemption, what is that? Can anyone tell me? What is redemption? Go. Speak it loud. Speak. Very good. Being made right. We'll take it. Being brought back to God or being bought by God, being made right in God's eyes. Very good. We have redemption through His blood. The forgiveness of offenses. Okay, how many of you have offended somebody? Yeah? How many of you have offended God? Yeah, okay, if you're honest, you're raising your hand. Okay, when Jesus died on the cross, you know what He did? He paid the price so that you would be forgiven of every offense, past, present, future. When you believe into Christ, you get it all. Okay, so that's the forgiveness of offenses. That's the second set. But what was that all for? What does God want at the end? He wants kings who will
reign.
They're not just forgiven. Forgiveness doesn't make you a king. You gotta have the king's life. You gotta have the king's life. Forgiveness doesn't give you life. So how do we get life? John 1:12. Write that down. John 1:12. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received Him," raise your hand if you've received Him, Jesus Christ. "As many as received Him, to them He gave the authority to become really good persons." No. "To them He gave the authority to become children of God." To those who believe into His name. Okay. Okay. So, we heard God became a? So that man could become? Ooh. Okay. Can you come up here? Can you come up here? Yeah. Christina, are you okay? Or should I choose someone else? Okay, come here, Christina. Yeah. Okay, Christina. Yeah. So when I say man, I mean mankind. I'm not talking about male, female, okay? So are you part of mankind? Are you a man? Yeah, so mankind. So men and women. Okay, so are you a man?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Do you understand what I mean, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Christina, are you a man, part of mankind?
Yes.
Okay, good. Christina, do you have God in you?
Yes.
Christina, what are you? You're a God man.
I'm a God man.
Yeah. 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 I mean, right? Are you a man?
Yes.
Do you have God in you?
Yes.
What are you?
God-man.
She's a God-man!
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Okay, thank you, Christina. Okay. Jack, come up here. Thank you, Christina. Jack, are you a man?
Yes.
Is God in you?
Yes.
What's the verse that proves that you were born of God?
John 1:12.
Okay. So, you're a man.
Yes.
You have God in you.
Yes.
So what are you?
I'm a God man.
Wow. He's a God man.
Amen.
This is how God makes kings.
Yes.
God man kings.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Kings are not like elected. You don't elect a king. You're born a king.
Amen.
He was born a God man king.
Amen.
And he's growing.
Amen.
And one day he's going to be fully mature and ready for that 1,000-year reign. And then for reigning forever and ever.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, but we're still in the process, right?
Yes.
We're still growing.
That's right.
Oh, but you're like well on your way because you're a God man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jack. Wow. God became man to make man God. Yeah, that's right. Not to be worshipped. No one will worship us. No. But children of God? Yes. That's who we are. So I'm going to conclude with my last two verses. Romans 5:17, which I think I already said. We're going to read it again, or, yeah. We're going to read it again. Romans 5, 17. Which says, praise the Lord. Much more, though, oh, much more. Saints, there's much more. We can only touch the surface here. Oh, come back for more. There's much more. Come to Poland every year. Much more. Much more those who receive the abundance of grace. Oh, receive. Oh, got to grow. Got to grow. Got to receive. Got to grow. And of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. And then my final verse, Philippians 2, 15 and 16, which is actually in your outline somewhere, but I don't remember where. So I'll just look it up. Philippians. Amen. Philippians 2. It's Colossians. Philippians 2, 15, sorry, and 16. Amen. Last verse. That you may be blameless and guileless, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation, among whom you shine as luminaries in the world. That's Joseph's dream. It's a reality. Praise the Lord. Blameless and guileless children of God. Amen. Without blemish in the midst of a crooked, perverted generation among whom you shine. And when you shine, you know what happens? Some of your friends are going to be like, that's what I want. I want to become like that. Tell me how I can become like that. You're shining. You were in Poland all week. I spent my whole week doing other stuff. How are you so shining? Well, let me tell you, God became a man so that man could become God. I'd be wonderful if you shared that with a friend. Yeah, they might think you're crazy. Who cares? Who cares? It doesn't matter what the world thinks. We have the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So I think we could stop here and maybe have some enjoyment sharing.